I want to begin by reading a scripture, or attempting to read a scripture that's a scripture I have read many times throughout my life, and I have rested particularly in the times of darkness upon. And I want to begin by reading from Isaiah chapter 60 in verse 1. Isaiah writes these words, "Arise and shine." There's not a day in your life, not a circumstance that you will face where God from heaven is not echoing and the Holy Spirit speaking. It's time to lift up above what you're going through. To arise. We're called to arise and to shine because we're in a world that's in calamity. And arise, shine, for the light, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Did you realize that we're not going to experience the glory, the presence, the power, the wonder of God moving until we arise? And we're called to arise so that we can shine in a world that needs that. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen, what? In you. People say, well, the world, it's not doing too well. We are having all kinds of things happen in our world, and particularly those of faith, there's so much darkness, and we tend to react to the darkness, whereas I believe that God's answer in the darkness is to arise above it. And then to shine, to have something that is emitting from your life that brings a change. I just today, on the way here, coming out of the hotel, waiting to be picked up, and there were two young guys helping connect with people, and they were basically looking for something to do and felt awkward. I could tell that. So I says, oh, you guys find it hard when you've got nothing to do and you know you should be doing something. And I struck up two conversations with those two young guys separately, and in 10 minutes shared my journey. Not because I'm a superstar, but I've learned I've got to arise. And I need to shine. Every person I meet since going through this last 2.5 or 2 1/3 years, I've made a decision. I'll deposit a seed of hope wherever I go with everybody I meet. It might be simple as a smile. It may not be any kind of God pathway, but it's just in God. I'm arising and I'm committing to shine. And I want to encourage you today as I share a bit of the story, how that God wants to use you. Because God says, for your light has come. We don't need for God to do something that hasn't been done. It's already there. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. But it's our responsibility to arise and to shine. So let me put it this way. What does it look like when you are present? When you carry a diagnosis that says you've got less than 3 months to live, and I'll share a little bit about that. The challenge is in the middle of that to have a faith that causes you to arise and to shine. In fact, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the Bible says this, Paul writes, and he says, but the fruit of the Spirit, the evidence and the outcome of God at work, the Spirit of God working in you, will be love, will be joy, will be peace, will be long-suffering. How many know that's a great scripture for marriages? Long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Every one of those are a message. I want to zone in on one of those, and that's this word peace. In fact, if you wanted a message title, I would call this the pathway of peace. That I'm called in God to be a carrier of peace. That there is, again, an evidence of the God that I profess to when I have peace. When I have love that's unconditional. When I have joy, when there's no circumstances that say I should have joy. But I am, again, someone that's living out peace. So, again, you might have that up there, the pathway of peace. I want you to think about peace, because if others were to follow me, what would they get? So having gone through what you would argue as being almost the, the most significant challenge that a human person could follow. And I'm sure there are other challenges that would come alongside that. But it was in October 21 that we discovered that I had, again, cancer that was huge. I had both brain cancer and back cancer right through my body, my lungs, my liver, and adrenal glands. They said that you have less than 3 months to live and that there is no medical answer to what you are currently facing. When you're faced with that, how many know you need to have a peace that's supernatural? But if we give way in the moments of challenge and begin to come down under the pressure, rather than hearing what I've just read from God's word, time to arise. You've got to literally stand up through the midst of everything that's keeping you low, the prognoses, the challenges, the things that you've been through, and you've got to arise so that you can shine, because one of the fruits of the Spirit is peace, and peace is a pathway. Here's our challenge: is you can step off the pathway. Or you can take another pathway of doubt.